That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
We are back, and Amisha sadly couldn't be with us this week, but we have a new guest co-host in town. Oh, yeah, we do. My girlfriend, wow. My bestie, Mary Alice Haney, will be joining us today. She's incredible. She has her own line, Haney. She's a fashion designer, stylist, producer. Honestly, she's the shit, and I love her, and she is Mary Alice Haney. We actually have a TV show we're producing together.
I know,
she
is so exciting.
Also, probably, I mean, you're the ultimate connector. You really are.
I do love connecting.
We're going to have a solo episode, of course. But today, do you like cardio?
I actually love cardio.
You're the only,
I know.
You're the only person in the world who loves cardio.
And I love dance cardio, which is what you do,
Wait,
which is my favorite of all.
This is very exciting.
Yes, so, it's my happy thing.
Our next guest, I actually solicited. You might know her from the Sculpt Society, which she created. She has an incredible fitness app. If you're overwhelmed, unmotivated, she is your girl. She has clients that range from Sophia Richie to Martha Hunt to Shay Mitchell to every pretty much Victoria's Secret model out there. She's amazing. She launched her app in 2019, bringing her workouts online to people everywhere. Has over 100 pre-post natal classes on the app. She just had a baby. She's incredible. We have so many things to talk about. She makes working out fun, how to get not food obsessed, and we're just going to pick her brain.
Oh.
And I got an in-person yesterday, and I cannot sit down. You're amazing. Megan Roop.
Oh, so thank you for that intro. That's so nice of you.
No, but
I'm so
seriously,
happy to be
like
here.
We did an article on mollysims.com called If You Hate Working Out, Then You'll Love This Four-Step Routine.
Yeah.
You really do make it so fun.
Thank you.
For those of you who don't know Sculpt Society and what is it, kind of explain to our listeners. I mean, she just moved from New York, but explain your journey, how we got there and where we're going.
Yeah. So gosh, former professional dancer, you know, grew up dancing my entire life. I moved to New York to attend NYU's Tisch Dance program. And then I think like most graduates, you're trying to figure out how to survive in a really expensive city on an artist, you know, paycheck, which by the way, does not pay that well. So like most people, I had multiple jobs and fitness really started out as a side hustle, but quickly fell in love with working with women every single day. And having an impact, having a really positive impact. So I taught at a local studio for 6.5 years and really dove, you know, into fitness, into boutique fitness in New York. And I did everything from yoga to Pilates to dance-based fitness. And I really felt like there was a space there for myself to figure out what I wanted to do there. For me, it was figuring out the gap in boutique fitness, specifically in dance-based fitness. And I felt like there wasn't a class or a place that women could come in and feel really welcomed if you weren't a dancer. I wanted to simplify it. I wanted to emphasize feeling good and having fun and take all that intimidation away. I feel like boutique fitness in New York can be like very cutthroat. And I wanted to scrap that. And I really wanted to create a kick-ass workout that was fun, effective, and you weren't spending hours a day working out.
You guys can't see her, but she's absolutely beautiful. Oh, she has sweet. The ballerina, beautiful body. And she just did a peel, you guys, and her skin is going to look
amazing. I know,
amazing.
I feel so ridiculous. I was like, Molly, my skin is falling off my face right now.
No, but we, you know, I wanted to meet you because you work with so many women, and we love your method. And explain, like, the sculpt, like...
Yeah, what it is.
What it is.
Yeah, so I really wanted to blend approachable dance cardio, simplify it, make it repetitive, easy, so that if you weren't a dancer, you could come in and feel successful. Or you were a dancer and you felt like those were go-to moves and we were just moving to the beat of the music, and then pairing that with full body athletic sculpting. Again, under an hour, incorporating sliders, you get that Pilates reformer feeling. We're using our body weight or ankle weight to turn things up a notch. So it's really a full body workout. And then when I launched the app 2 years after launching my class in New York.
And this is before COVID?
This is before COVID.
Wow. So you right were ahead of your time.
Literally right before. So that was my silver lining. But I really took my in-person New York class that was 45, 50 minutes. And I thought to myself, gosh, you know, I want to provide those classes if I have my hardcore New Yorkers in the house and they want that at home. But most people at home can't press play on a 45, 50-minute video. So really getting into the head of, okay, if you're at home, let's make quickies. Let's make 30-minute classes. Again, with the idea that it's fun and effective.
Why do you think so many stars, celebrities, models choose you?
I think because my approach to fitness is fun. I make it a really fun experience. I make it relatable, and I know how to program a kick-ass class.
Well, I think what you said is true about a lot of these dance-based classes. And I was a dancer, you know, in high school. And for me to go, I still felt intimidating. If you didn't know that exact routine, you had to be in the back, and everybody made fun of you, but made you feel a little bit awkward. So, you know, to be able to walk in, and it is so fun. Dancing, especially with your girlfriends, there's so much joy in it.
Yeah.
And to be able to do something fun and look like you at the same time is amazing.
No, and I know. And at the time when I was doing in real life classes too, it was so important to me that every woman that walked in the door was greeted and welcomed. Because at the end of the day, a fitness class is really intimidating. You don't have makeup on, you're in spandex, like you're feeling out of your element. You're there to feel good, but it's like if you're feeling awkward, it's just heightened. So how can I make women feel seen? And it was really important to me to make a class that women left feeling empowered and successful.
I mean, not many people can grow their business during COVID, but people now, your app is on fire. On this podcast, we always try to connect beauty and science. We love, love, love a science-backed company with products that actually work. Well, today I'm here to talk and chat about Murad. Murad is a dermatologist-founded skincare company, and that is so important because we can't be wasting our money on products that don't work. You guys, efficacy is everything. Murad formulates highly effective products backed by clinical testing and validated by proof and science. There are no empty claims, just science-backed, clinically proven total skin health. We also chat a lot about sun protection on Lipstick on the Rim. I'm pretty sure every guest's number one skincare tip has been SPF. Well, Murad has a new 2-in-1 innovation that we have discovered, and it is awesome. They have serum and a sunscreen formula to correct and protect against dark spots, a 2-in-1. It's the Murad Environmental Shield Essential SPF 30. It shields and restores environmentally stressed skin with the next generation vitamin C and Murad's patented skin repair system. It improves radiance, firmness, and elasticity while protecting skin from the sun and free radical damage. This formula covers and strengthens skin against environmental aging. Also, one of the most important things, you guys, it's a mineral sunscreen, which we love, but it also leaves zero white cast. It also is clinically proven to correct discoloration while preventing hyperpigmentation. Vitamin C, as you guys know, is so, so important when fighting against dark spots. So it's perfect that they combined both vitamin C and SPF. It combines the proven results of a treatment serum with a satiny smooth and 100% helps future-proof your skin. With every use, it brightens your skin more and more. It's a time-saving, zero-stress, invisible mineral sunscreen for all skin types. I'm telling you, 2-in-1, serum and a sunscreen. You cannot go wrong. You can find this at Ulta and Sephora. Shop Mura.com to save 20% off and get free shipping with a $60 purchase when you use code LIPSTICK. Again, that's Murad, M-U-R-A-D.com when you use code LIPSTICK. All right. Average woman, they come in. What's the first thing that they want out of your class and with you?
I think most women just want to find success in fitness, whether, again, and it could be dance-based fitness, it could be HIIT, it could be yoga. And I think most women just want to find a way of moving that they can be consistent with and get results and have fun. And it's not this, you know, I have like flashback, like memories of in my early 20s, like on the treadmill or on the like the stair stepper. And just like counting every calorie and every second that I was there. And for me to be able to remove that and bring joy to movement. So I think most women come to me frustrated because they've tried so many things. They feel unsuccessful. And so I'm there to facilitate support and also to guide them in into consistency. How can we make exercise a habit? Because at the end of the day, that is the stickiness. That is when the clients that are most successful are the ones that show up. And are most consistent with it.
What do you think the key to sculpting muscles are?
I think my approach is really full body. You know, I'm not that old school traditional sense where like today we're doing upper body and tomorrow we're doing legs. You know, really all my movement is full body. So I'm incorporating a bunch of different large muscle groups in every exercise and we're hitting that. So I think it's the consistency and it's also the programming.
So listen, I know the world of modeling. I cannot imagine the world of being a ballerina. What was that like? What was the stress with eating?
Right. Probably very similar to the modeling industry. I mean, to really a lot of industries. I think there is immense pressure. You know, I think so much of the time it was based on what you looked like rather than what you could bring to the table as a dancer. You know, I've been told no so many times as a dancer. And sometimes I also think that that's part of my success in fitness is because you have to be your own cheerleader when you are owning your own business. And so really getting so clear on what I bring to the table and what I offer and just the continued need to show up as a small business owner and trudge through those hard times has so much to do with my history in dance and specifically in, you know, as a professional dancer.
Well, being in, you know, the public eye, especially with some of your clients are being so high profile, I think one reason why you're on fire is that you can relate to the stress of someone looking at them, taking their picture.
Yeah.
Have you gained a pound? Have you gained 10 pounds? How is your skin? And ultimately, we were actually talking about this yesterday, Bella Hadid came out with having like severe anxiety.
Which is really
so sad because she's so beautiful and lovely and thin that I can't. But again, like I go back 20 years ago and I had the same thoughts.
But you know what's so interesting, and I think we were talking about it yesterday too, is that it doesn't matter if you are the thinnest woman, the most beautiful woman in the room, or you're Sally Jo, who's, you know, girl next door. It doesn't matter what body shape, what age you are. I've worked with everyone. And every woman has the same insecurities.
It's interesting because I'm listening to both of you. You know, we've got a former supermodel, a former ballerina. You know, I remember in my 20s being in graduate school and I was on that treadmill. I was working out so I could eat. Mm-hmm. And I would literally binge and exercise and binge and exercise.
Former recovering yo-yo dieter and binge eater
over here. And it took me going to see this incredible woman who changed my life.
Yeah.
She taught me, you talked about the joy of fitness. And for me, I had to find the joy of food where it was something rather than a coping mechanism. But you have three really intelligent women sitting around this table right now. And yet we all struggled in a different way with this. And I think, you know, what you're doing is great. You're showing women, hey, this can be joyful.
Yeah. And it's tough too, because I think when around fitness, it is so results driven. And yes, the Sculpt Society is going to give you kick-ass results. But I'm so mindful about the words I'm saying in my workouts and what I'm telling women and also what I'm saying on social media, because if we can remove that result-oriented, like we're here to get six-pack abs and a thigh gap, I obviously would never say that in my videos. I want women to show up to move their bodies to feel good, the results are going to come. But if we can show up in that way for ourselves, knowing that it's going to bring us joy and empower us, and we're going to feel strong in our bodies, that to me is really my mission.
Yeah.
And you talk a lot about consistency and accountability. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest for the listener that's here? They're kind of stuck, but they know it's a new year.
Yeah.
What advice would you say?
Yeah, I'm really leaning into, if anyone's listening, they follow me on Instagram. They're like, oh my God, Megan, shut up. But I say this over and over again, but commit to less so that you can show up more.
Mm, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
That really is awesome.
And like, really let that sit with you. And on the days where you feel guilty, you're like, I just don't have time to do even a 30-minute workout. No. Commit to less. I have 5-minute, 6-minute, 10-minute videos. So within my app and online program, I'm really mindful of we have suggested videos or challenges, and wanting my community to know that if they can show up every day consistently, 5 days a week, and even if it's just 10 minutes, that is going to have such a bigger effect than one super hard workout a week. And then the rest of the week, you feeling down and out because you couldn't show up.
It's like dry January for me. The moment I say that, I drink a half a bottle of wine.
Right.
The moment I say I'm doing dry January, it's damp January.
You know, it's also, I can't do the, I'm the same. I can't, the all or nothing.
No, I can't. Like, it's the moment I tell myself that.
We're programmed to think that.
So it's.
Yeah, it's giving, and it's also giving permission to my community, which are mostly women. So giving permission to women to be like, 10 minutes is enough. It's enough. And hey, you're going to do 10 minutes. And if you have time and you feel great afterwards, sure, let's stack it with another 10 minutes. It's a little mind trick I play.
Megan and I were talking yesterday about cardio. And she was like, you don't need an hour of cardio to make a difference in your body.
No.
How much cardio do you think that is?
Sprinkled in. Do you know how much dance cardio I used to do because I was told I needed to do it? I will tell you, the minute I took that back, programmed my Sculpt full body workouts to get your heart rate up, right?
And build muscle.
Build muscle, strength training, which is so important for women, and sprinkled in that dance cardio at the beginning and end, which I do for my full body workouts, that's enough. I saw such a huge difference in my body where I was programmed that I needed hours of exercise. And still women think that they do need hours of cardio a day, and they don't.
So I have loved this brand that I'm about to talk about for quite some time now. I have been wearing their suits for years. I truly love them. My friends love them. Vitamin A people. I'm obsessed year after year. I can always count on them, from bikinis to one pieces and cover-ups. They come with me everywhere. I just want to talk a little bit about the fit of their suits. It's fantastic, and it really does work for all body types. As you all know, swimsuits can be hard to find. You have to find the right fit. They have to have a cute pattern or color, but I'm telling you, look no further. Vitamin A is here. Oh, I love the name too. My girlfriend and I are obsessed with them, and we keep buying them repeatedly. Okay, I've been obsessing over the Playa oversized linen shirt. You guys, it's so amazing. It's blushy. It's a beautiful pinky color. You know the color that I love, the good blushy pink one. It's the perfect length. It's chic. It's covered. It's a little oversized. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. Vitamin A, you guys, it's a sustainable swim and apparel brand designed and made locally in Southern California. 2010, we're going on 12 years, they created and launched their first swim fabric made from recyclable fibers. They even have a patented plant-based swim fabric made of castor bean oil. So remember, you're doing something healthy for the planet. Their bikinis, bodysuits, and loungewear are designed to last with exceptional quality and a flawless fit. Also, every Vitamin A purchase prioritizes the health of our planet. Through their partnership with 1% for the Planet, they give back a portion from every single sale to organizations that protect our oceans. Just in time for summer, head to vitaminaswim.com to find your perfect bikini. Use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. You guys, I love the trends we're going to be seeing this year for spring and summer. It's all about bright colors, pastels. Truly, they're going to be everywhere. And when I mean everywhere, everywhere, think like pink, mint green, lilac, purple, yellows, beautiful colors. We're having a lot more fun with fashion again. And honestly, I am here and ready for it. Trends are hard to keep up with because they are constantly changing. And you all know that I believe in building your wardrobe. But if you haven't heard me say that yet, it's the core items every woman should own. But I have to say that I also love me some trendy pieces. That's where you get to have all the fun with your style. And this year, I'm finding mine through Macy's. Macy's has everything you need to show off the newest version of you this spring. Whether you're feeling chic and fun and want to wear the perfect pastel power suit, by the way, just got a pink power suit from Macy's that I crushed, or even eyeing that chic designer handbag with some rhinestone sandals. Macy's has it all, and for a limited time at 30% off. I think this is the perfect opportunity to buy some of those trendy pieces at a discounted price. I just checked out their spring must-have list. They have 22 items that we're going to be seeing everywhere. Okay, are you ready? Here are the trends. Relaxed jeans, matching sets, oversized button-ups, smock dresses, that's right, slides, shoulder bags, and more made the list. Yes, a chic rhinestone flat. Can never go wrong. Also, this is a beauty podcast, so I have to mention their beauty products. They have a ton of beauty items, and they are all marked at 15% off. Makeup, skincare, styling tools, and more. You have to go check it out. Emisha and I swear by a lot of items they have on this list. Get ready, people. I have more good news. I have a code for everyone to save even more money on their purchase. Macy's is giving our listeners an extra 15% off. All you have to do is head to Macy's.com and use the promo code Own It. That's right. Own It. That's Macy's.com with the promo code Own It for 15% off your order. You're going to love it. I recently just went to New York and I crushed me some Macy's. You know, Emisha and I joke about it. I eat to live. She lives to eat. Like, she actually really enjoys going to have dinner. Mm-hmm. And like, and I lost that along the way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's sad. And I can admit that. Like, I don't enjoy it. Like, I should.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think about it. I'm like, oh, did I have too much wine? Or, oh, yeah. I should have had it grilled, not, you know, sauteed or whatever.
I know, but then don't you think about the time that's wasted on that? Yeah. I know for me in my early 20s that I get so frustrated with myself. The wasted mental brain capacity that was spent on, you know, am I having too much of this? So I think I've been there. A book I read that changed my life was Woman, Food, and God by Janine Roth.
Mm.
Which is really diving into why we obsess about food and our bodies. And oftentimes it's not actually about the food.
No, it's about the emotion that you're feeling.
What are you trying to numb? Right. I know for me when I was yo-yo dieting and binging in my early 20s, like I was just not wanting to deal with the actual emotion underneath some of that. And it was instead me focusing on food and dieting and over-exercising that allowed me not to actually deal with what was going on.
So let's talk about nutrition. When you're working with your clients, when you're working within your community, what do you suggest? If I'm working out with Megan Rope and I want to, you know, be on her plan, on your, and I hate diet, so I know,
it's hard, Molly, because I am a big intuitive eater, not into diet culture, and it's kind of counterintuitive because of the industry that I'm in and everyone wants to know, well, what are you eating? I think with food, just like exercise, it's figuring out what works for you and your body. So what works for me isn't going to work for you. You have a different blood type, stress level, sleep. You have three children. I have one. Like, there's just so much that goes into nutrition. So, you know, of course, I eat healthy. I strive to eat regular whole foods. If I go out to dinner, I'm going to have a glass of wine or a beer. I drink beer.
I love it. I'm Southern, so I love a girl that guzzles some beer.
You know, I think for me, after reading Woman, Food, and God, it really allowed me to not put emotion into food, and it allowed me to enjoy food.
Another great book is Intuitive Eating by Elise Retsch.
I have that too. She,
it's amazing. I think every woman should read that book, Intuitive Eating.
It's with the green cover, right? I have that one,
Well, I'm going to read that.
It's really good. So you just talked about having a baby. I imagine being a fitness trainer, pregnant. Mm. There must be a lot of emotions about that. I mean, how was your pregnancy?
She's 7 months, right?
She's seven months,
She was born 3 days after Brooksy. So
she's, my gosh.
Is she a Gemini?
She's a Gemini.
Yeah, Brooks is a Gemini.
What are you?
June 19th. I'm a Gemini.
Oh, you are?
There's like probably 94 people in this room, but I'm a Gemini.
See, I'm a Sag, but apparently Gemini and Sag are supposed to, we're opposite, so I'm hoping it's a good match. So pregnancy was really tough for me. I really went into it thinking I was going to love it.
By the way, me too. I'm exactly the same.
And it honestly, I've talked about this openly with my community, but it brought up a lot of old feelings I had and those struggles I had with my body in my early 20s. And I found that really frustrating because I had done so much work on myself. I had was at a really happy place with my body, my inner dialogue. So it was frustrating to experience that. I think it was a good a moment in time where I kind of had to re-tap in to my internal dialogue, change that conversation again. Yeah, I think it was a tough time.
Did you change your workouts?
So I'm pre and postnatal certified, so I knew what I needed to modify. I looked at it as an exciting time for the Sculpt Society because I then planned an entire prenatal program and filmed
Which is
it.
Me.
You're your own client.
Exactly. Yeah. You're your own best advertiser.
And I think what I found frustrating for a lot of my prenatal clients and postnatal is that if you are someone that likes to work out and you get pregnant, suddenly you're being told to do like super gentle yoga, which by the way, great to do. But if you're someone that likes an athletic workout and is used to that type of movement.
I cannot just do yoga. I have tried.
Listen, I love yoga, but I couldn't also just do it all the time. So I was really excited to put together a program that was challenging and athletic for my pregnant mamas out there. So I filmed throughout all the trimesters. I've got now a very robust prenatal program. And then I did the same for postnatal. I did an entire pelvic floor and core recovery program.
Molly, do you still pee when you jump up and down and you work out?
Of course I still pee.
See, now, ladies.
Okay. This is a good tip, ladies. We're going to hear this.
This is very common, but it is not normal. And we can work on that with pelvic floor.
Hmm. Do you work with your clients on that?
Yes. We can work on pelvic floor exercises and you will not pee when you jump.
I'll see you at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'll be coming right over too.
All right. Well, this is a beauty podcast.
Yes.
And you're beautiful. And
I'm peeling, but I'm beautiful.
Peeling. Okay, let's talk about your peel. Why did you do your peel?
So I suffer from, as you know, melasma.
That you got after pregnancy or before that?
I've definitely always had melasma. Pregnancy, of course, brought it on. And I was told I couldn't do lasers. I've done lasers before.
Listen, listeners, to what she's saying. She cannot do lasers because she has olive skin. And why can't you? What did they say? Why you can't do lasers?
Well, apparently it just comes back stronger sometimes, which is not what I wanted. So I have this peel going and I don't know. Apparently it's supposed to take 10 days. Half my face is
falling
off.
She didn't realize it was going to be 10 days.
It was going to be 10 days. But yeah, I think, what was the original question?
The question was, how do you feel about it? What peel did you do?
A chemical peel?
A chemical peel. 10 days. I mean, it's kind of a strong, this one over here is done.
Well, I told her when she sat down.
She told me and I was like, well, maybe I should do this.
Can we just talk about Mary Alice for one second?
Oh my God.
Just explain what you did.
Every 5 years, I tend to lose my mind. So when I turned 45, I had a little bit of a nervous breakdown. I said to myself, okay, I'm just going to go blast my face off with a CO2 laser. So
the most powerful laser you could ever do on the market.
They have to put you under. Wow. Then you have to go convalesce for days while they swap out the gauze because your face has literally been like blasted off. But it really worked. It took off all of my little wrinkles under my eyes. I've never done anything since then other than my neck lift that I did later. The next 5 years came around.
You look
around.
Fabulous, though. I mean,
Are you kidding me? Mary Alice looks amazing. It took off. It took off every freckle. It took off skin.
But how long did it take you from time of laser to feel like you could go out in public again and like feel normal?
Your eyes were swollen.
Everything was swollen. And then I had to do a photo shoot. Thank God I wasn't in the photo shoot. It was for my fashion line that I went outside and I went home and I was like, my face had blown up like a balloon. And then I got a massage that night. So I gave myself black eyes. I mean, I was literally the worst. It was the worst. But it worked. It
but
got
how
rid
long?
Of every,
how long?
I'd say it took me like 3 months.
No, I swear to God. I was like, if you're on this podcast, you have to be honest. It took her 3 months.
Oh my God. No, it was.
But no, she is not done. Look at her skin.
You look amazing. You do.
In five years.
I do look amazing. It is true.
All right. So you have the no makeup look very down, very well down. What are some of your working out and makeup hacks? Because women do want to come in. Do you have any foundations or powders or lips or cheeks that you love?
Gosh, some of my go-tos. I love Super Goop's glow screen.
Me too. I love it.
There's a couple that have come out that are similar to that, but it's always my go-to because it's hard for me to remember SPF, which I know is so important. So that just is a good reminder for me to put it on anyway because I feel like it's like a nice little no makeup makeup. I also love Tula's primer.
I like Tula.
Their primer is really good.
And you use the primer first when you...
I use Super Goop first, then I'll do primer. I'll stop there if I'm not filming. if I'm filming TSS workouts or going live on the app, I'll either put on like a thicker foundation.
What kind of foundation do you like?
It Cosmetics, but I use like literally the tiniest little bit. It's so good.
It's so good.
And the listeners can't see, but you have the most beautiful eyebrows. So do you?
Thank you.
I have to tweeze my eyebrows myself because they grow like wild weeds. So I'd be in an eyebrow person's office.
You also have beautiful eyebrows too, though.
Thank you very much. But tell me about have you ever like, because I feel like you're young enough, maybe you missed that when we gave ourselves naked eyebrows.
My mom would not let me touch my eyebrows when I was growing up.
They're bushy and gorgeous. They're amazing.
They're so
okay,
nice.
Go back to your skin. Okay, so you like the...
So I like it Cosmetics. I take it back. The days I don't film, I'll use concealer. I have Tarte. It's like their tape something. It's good. Do you like
People
that one too?
People are obsessed with it.
Okay. I mean, again, I also, by the way, this is all shopped from Instagram, people I follow.
And Saie for you guys, it's Saie and it's a slip tint. It's amazing.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
We're really good here at Lipstick on the Rim, let me tell you.
I'm going to get that.
If you want an amazing blush, is it Ilia?
There's a new blush, Rare, from Selena Gomez. She has a melting blush. It's what is it? Oh my God. I love that you brought it. Ashley, my producer.
Ashley.
Rare Beauty. And it's called, my glasses on, Nearly Berry. And it's like a melting, isn't she pretty? She's like a rougy, dark.
Like a wine color.
She's like a wine color. You can use it on your lips, on your cheeks. Rare Beauty. She's really good.
Merit. You guys.
The Raspberry Beret.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. Have you tried that one?
Nope.
Oh, it's so good.
Everyone listening, you have to buy this. This is not sponsored. Merit's cream blush is so good. I also have Merit's. They have like a highlighter stick that's really nice.
Catherine Power is our friend, so she will love it. Favorite serums, moisturizers?
I love Vintner's Daughter. Oh my God, I could like lick that serum. I could drink it. And my husband likes the smell, which always helps.
That's great.
For more of a friendlier price point, Naturium has a couple great face oils. Good old Estee Lauder. Mm-hmm. Creams too, like from all of those brands, I think are great.
It's so funny. As we get older, I remember when I was a teenager, like you wouldn't put oil anywhere near you. And
really?
Now, like when you hit 30 and it's like slather my face with
oil. Oh my
God,
my skin is so dry. I feel like since I've been like, I've just always needed
that. Me too.
That.
I love oil.
Love an oil.
So you know by now that I love soda, and I've told you before, but I had to stop drinking soda because it is really terrible for you until I discovered Olipop. By the way, I love the name. You guys, it's so good. I can't stop drinking them. They are so, so good. Olipop is a new kind of soda. That's right. She's the new girl in business. It tastes just like the sodas I grew up with without all the sugar, corn syrup, and artificial ingredients like aspartame. Olipop is made with natural ingredients that are actually good for you. They're currently the fastest growing functional beverage brand in America. And for good reason, everyone loves soda. We just don't like the unhealthy ingredient list on the traditional sodas. The best part is that my kids love them. And I honestly can't get Olipop out of their hands. I have become the best mom because I'm like, yes, you can have soda. You can have Olipop. They love cherry vanilla, strawberry vanilla, vintage cola. They love classic root beer, orange squeeze. Honestly, their newest flavor, classic grape, might be my favorite. You would not believe it. But the good thing is I don't feel bad when they're drinking them because it's healthy. They use functional ingredients that combine the benefits of prebiotics, plant fiber, and botanicals to support your microbiome and benefit digestive health. That's right, gut health. You know, we talk a lot about this on the podcast. 90% of Americans consume more than the USDA's daily recommended added sugar intake. Sweetened beverages like soda are the leading source of added sugars in the American diet. Olipop is much, much lower than conventional sodas with only 2 to 5 grams of sugar from natural sources. No added sugar. Their vintage cola has just 2 grams of sugar and compared to regular Coca-Cola. Are you ready? Which has 39 grams of sugar. The orange squeeze has 5 grams compared to orange Fanta, which has a whopping 44 grams of sugar. Listen, Olipop, non-GMO, vegan, paleo, and keto-friendly with less than 8 gram net carbs per can. They're so confident, and you will love it, that they are willing to offer 100% money-back guarantee for orders placed through their website. You can find Olipop in over 8,000 stores across the country, including Kroger, Target, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and Wegmans. Receive 20% off plus free shipping on your order. I recommend trying their variety pack. This is a great way to try all their delicious flavors. Go to drinkolipop.com/lipstick or use code lipstick at checkout to claim this deal. That's drinkolipop.com/lipstick, drinkolipop.com.
What's a skincare must have besides your peel that's making you
She looks amazing.
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, I think so boring. SPF, super important. I think when I'm filming, I do love a makeup spray to keep my makeup in place.
What's your favorite?
Kula has a really good one and it has, do you like that one too?
I love Kula.
Yeah.
COOLA, Kula.
I'm so impressed with you.
Great mist. It's also a setting spray and it also feels good.
It feels good. It doesn't like dry your skin out. It has an SPF in it, which is nice. And it works. Like I can literally go from going live on the app to a coffee with a friend and I don't look crazy.
Do you have a deodorant that you love?
Mega Babe.
Ooh, I use the Mega Babe chafing powder.
Oh, yeah.
Like if
have you talked to Katie Strino before?
We want to have her on the podcast.
She's amazing.
We have to have her on Marias. She's incredible. She actually started with a powder sweating or different areas.
She's got it. Yeah. She has a boob sweat one. She's got so many really great products. Her deodorant that I like is called Rosie Pitts. It also smells amazing.
Rosie Pitts.
Yep. Another good one is Each and Every.
What do you do for these eyebrows?
I don't over-tweeze them, and I sometimes will fill them in with like a little eyebrow filler inner-er.
Do you have an eyebrow filler inner-er?
Do you have a... She's going to skip to telling us. Okay. I do want to know before we get to rapid fire, actually, what is your favorite like athleisure brands? Because you always look so pretty. I mean, she's in like an... A beautiful, she's wearing a chair right now in army green. Like, it's like a mid-century, like, snobby little, it's like
perfect
beautiful
green, army green.
Green zip up.
Oh, gosh. Honestly, there are so many amazing brands out there right now. I think Varley, I'm wearing a Varley sweatshirt, and I think they have amazing sweaters and athleisure tops that don't feel too, like, casual. I think it's like an elevated casual sweatshirt.
It is my absolute favorite athleisure.
Don't you think
Varley,
they do so
V-A-R-L-E-Y. She has an olive green. It's a zip up. It's not too thick. It's not too bulky.
And it's not too casual.
And
too,
it's not
right?
too like casual. Like you can literally dress it up. Like I'm a big, we're both big sports moms.
Yeah.
And their colors are beiges and browns and
like
a neutrally buttery pink, the olive green. It's a great fit.
Let me feel it. I want to feel it.
I also love, I mean, Bandeer is always like, they just have a really great curation. I love All Access tights. I think they've like really nailed a beautiful tight. They've got a thick waistband. You feel pulled in. You know, I think there's so many good ones out there.
I love a Spanx. All right. If you had to wear one designer for the rest of your life, what brand would it be? Clothing.
Oh, Lord. All Access.
Best new mom tip.
Oh, Lord. Just to not listen to everyone's opinions.
Go-to cocktail.
Beer.
I love it. What terrible movie do you love?
I don't know if it's terrible. I think like anytime Pretty Woman's on, like I have to watch it.
What's the most useless talent you have?
Oh, Lord. Useless talent?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I have. Like,
you have a major talent. You have a massive business around your main talent. What's something you...
Yeah, what's on the little?
Yeah, what's on the
little? Side?
That I can't sing? I don't know. I like don't have any like random talents. Guys, I'm really boring.
Are you a good hopscotcher?
No.
What about quarter player?
I don't know what that is.
Quarters?
What do you mean?
You're a beer drinker.
A quarter
drinker.
We could teach you some
beer
pong.
Oh, you mean like a beer pong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm terrible at beer pong.
Actually, Mary Austin are really good.
Yeah.
Coffee or tea?
Definitely coffee.
What TV show did you binge watch the fastest?
Emily in Paris recently. Yeah.
It's good.
What's one move everyone should do every week?
Planks, for sure.
Your plank series is phenomenal. I mean, it really is. I mean,
what's your favorite book?
Ooh, Atlas Shrugged.
What time of day are you the most productive?
Oh, gosh. Like mid-morning, like 10 a.m.
All right, I have a personal question. What app did you meet your husband on?
Hinge.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I love it. Someone, I was Instagramming the other day, and my husband's trying to, he's very musical. He knows, he plays the drums very well, but he's trying to learn to play the guitar. And I was storing that, and someone was like, how did you find this man on Hinge? And I'm like, trust me, they're out there. They are, I promise.
We could do a whole show about dating apps.
We're
going to
do a whole show about dating apps.
We both got married right after. Mm. Like, we just missed the dating app thing, I think. And I tell people, because I'm on my second marriage, that I treated finding my second husband like a job, like literally. And if I had had those apps, I would have even treated it more. I mean, I would have had so many more amazing.
It definitely, that's when I was online, it was like a part-time job. You had you had to treat it like that a
100%.
Little bit.
You crushed it. You would have just crushed it.
I would have crushed
she
it.
She loved dating.
I loved it.
I hated it.
She set up her ex-husband.
Oh, yeah. I set up my ex-husband with his fiance. Swear to God. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
And he's engaged now.
Oh, the 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So crazy. How often do you get to pick your children's stepmother?
I mean, that's pretty that's the talent.
Oh,
you're amazing.
Thank you.
We love the Sculpt Society. We love even more that everyone can do it. And you don't just have to live in New York or LA to get a piece of you.
Thank you.
Because you are beautiful. Your workouts are incredible. You guys can find her at Megan Roop. She also has her Instagram account at the Sculpt Society. I mean, you're building such a mega amazing business.
Thank you so much.
I'm a huge fan. I am also working out with her at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to start dancing our calories away right now.
I'm so excited.
I'm so glad you're my guest co-host.
I love being your guest co-host. So much fun.
I know. She's from Tennessee, Kentucky. We've got two Southern girls.
I love it.
All right, you guys, be sure to tune in next week. You're going to be obsessed. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emma Shigormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey with us. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and at Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive deeper into our favorite products and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a joint production between Dear Media and Pod People. A very, very special thanks to Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ann Fuse, Matt Sav, Alana Gold, Wasser, Brittany High, Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Make sure to follow Lipstick on the Rim and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts so you never, ever, ever miss out on the fun.